you're listening to episode 327 of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. If you're passionate about planning weddings for others, you are in the right place. My name is Debbie Coyne. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for joining me. I'm recording today's show live on Tuesday, November the 20th. It is the 20th, right? Yeah, from the Washington, D.C. metro area. The show is broadcast live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. To learn more about Confetti, including show notes for each episode, please visit confettiradio.com. A very, very special welcome if you're joining me live. If you're on the telephone and have a question or comment, simply press the number 1 and that will let me know that you have something to share with us, and I'll bring you on live. You can also type your questions and comments in the online chat room. You can find the chat room by going to confettilive.com. So confetti and then live.com. If you're on Twitter, use the Confetti Radio hashtag to ask your question. Okay? So welcome. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Our last show was a week ago, and we were talking about stylish ideas for wedding reception food. Great episode. A lot of feedback, and we really were talking about doing something other than just dinner for weddings. A lot of the weddings that I plan and the weddings that I go to as a guest, we have dinner, either a sit-down dinner or a buffet. And we went over several ideas, different ways of presenting that all-important meal for your client's wedding. So you can check out that episode at confettiradio.com/327. I had to think about that for a second. Just wanted to mention a couple of things. Wedding Business Guide. We started a live class last week, Wednesday, and the topic of the class, it's a series of classes, right? So the idea is to focus on a way to set up your wedding planning business in 6 weeks or so. And the goal really is to set up a day of wedding planning business or wedding day management company, because a lot of us work full time. And if you're working full time, it's very difficult to plan someone's wedding from beginning to end as you're working this full time job, right? So I realized, and I kind of knew this in the back of my head for a few years, but was just fighting it, that running a wedding day management company is ideal with having a full time job, because really you're just coming in at the end part of your client's wedding and helping them with that portion. So you're not having to do all of the vendor visits with them and the tastings, and all those things are fun, which is why many of us plan weddings. But, you know, let's keep it real. If you're working 9 to 5 and your client's working 9 to 5 and they have hired you to do what they cannot do, it's going to be pretty hard for you to do those things if you're working full time. So we set up a class on Wedding Business Guide. It's 5 weeks long, maybe 6, depending on how much time we need. And I don't change the title, but I'm not consistent with the title, but it means absolutely the same thing. So how to run a day of wedding planning business without quitting your day job, or how to create a wedding planning business in 6 weeks. It's not a whole bunch of classes. It's one class with the ever-changing title. So we had our first class last week. We're taking a break this week, what with Thanksgiving and all in the U.S., and then we pick up with class number 2 next week. So if you were thinking about, becoming a Wedding Business Guide member, this might be a great time for you to do so, because you're going to learn some, you know, information in real time right about now and be ready to get your business off the ground for the new year. What could be better? What could be better? So I invite you to give that a go. You can go over to Wedding Business Guide to get information. There's still time to sign up. And just so that you know, we will pause new signups at the beginning of 2013 as we do a little bit of revamping. Okay? So let me just double check. I'm getting a funny feeling that something's off with the chat here, because normally we've got more people in the chat. And I had to switch over with the chat setup. Let me see. I hope you're able to log in. I'm getting a funny feeling that that might be the issue. Just bear with me 1 second as I check. I have a funny feeling that's what's going on. Let me just change the settings real quick. If you go to confettilive.com, you should be able to log in with your Twitter or your Facebook or your just a general sign in. And I'm just going to check one other thing here. Okay, maybe we just have it quiet tonight. But okay, so getting back to tonight's episode, our topic is awesome marketing ideas for your wedding invitation business. Now, you may remember back in September, we did a great show titled, Why Aren't You Selling Wedding Invitations to Your Brides? And we had a wonderful individual from Carlson Craft, who I'm happy to say is here with us again this evening, and I will introduce her in just a moment. But again, Why Aren't You Selling Wedding Invitations to Your Brides? It was a really great episode because we went into how you can use wedding invitations to boost your wedding business. It's a really great way to get your foot in the door with area brides. And it has some residual income potential because, you know, every time, every milestone event, the same folks can come back to you for whether it's birthday invitations, you know, baptism, baby shower, whatever printing needs they need, that you would be their contact person. So I am happy to say that Sydney Cusick, who was the wonderful individual who co-hosted that show with me back in September, is here with us again tonight. So let me just give you a little bit of background if you don't remember. Sydney is with the e-commerce department of Carlson Craft, and she's based in Minnesota. Sydney has more than, has more than 8 years of experience in the printing industry, along with 4+ years of retail sales experience. So, you know, she knows what she's talking about. And as if that wasn't enough, she also has a degree in marketing management. So I'd like to welcome Sydney Cusick from Carlson Craft. Sydney, are you there?
Hello, hello. I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, anytime. We're so happy to have you here. And the last show we did, we kind of tag teamed, but I'm going to let Sydney take the lead tonight because, as I just explained to you, she knows what's what when it comes to marketing, right, Sydney?
Well, you know, I try, and a lot of
so modest.
Experience is really where it comes from. So, just being able to talk to people on a one-on-one level every single day is where we gather a lot of our feedback and gain a lot of our knowledge. So I'm happy to be able to share it with everybody this evening.
Okay, wonderful. And Sydney mentioned this to me earlier when we were talking, that even though the focus is on wedding invitations, you can apply a lot of what she's going to share to doing something other than wedding invitations. Marketing is marketing, right? So
that's right.
Yeah, and hopefully you're in the habit of doing what I do, which is I just observe what a lot of different companies do outside of our industry. You can learn so much, and always remember the larger companies have people on their payroll whose sole responsibility is to market their business. So a lot of us don't have that type of budget or manpower or woman power, so it makes sense to take that information and see how you can apply it to your business. So think about that. I don't want you to say, oh, I don't sell wedding invitations, so this doesn't apply to me. On the contrary, I think you'll find that Sydney has a lot of interesting information to share with us tonight.
Yes, a lot of it can be molded and kind of transformed and used in any different medium, really, as far as what wedding planners do so much, and you offer so much. So whether it's a wedding invitation or a service that you're offering, I think that you have to market them equally because they're just as important. So, and like you said, everybody's on a more kind of a do-it-yourself level at this point with the wedding planning businesses, and don't have as much assistance in just sending something off to the marketing department. So this is a great opportunity to learn a little bit more and know that you can do it yourself, and it can be done. If you're a one man or one woman show, you can do it.
Excellent.
It may not be easy, but it's doable.
It's doable.
If you put your mind to it, yeah.
Okay, good. Divine Events is saying in the chat that marketing is where I'm weak in my business. So, yeah. So I think that's the way it is for a lot of us. And, you know, no matter what industry you're in, really a lot of times the marketing is more important than the product or the service, because you'll notice it's not always the best person for the job that gets the spotlight, but they may have a better grasp as to, you know, get eyes on their business, which is really what we should all be aspiring to do.
Exactly. And that actually makes perfect sense that they comment on that, because what you, Debbie, I pick up from you and a lot of your listeners is that they're passionate, just like you said in your intro, they're passionate about planning other people's weddings. So you might not be passionate about your marketing or, you know, taking this idea or that idea and spreading the word about it because you're so passionate about the actual wedding planning process. So that's totally understandable. And what I suggest to that is if there's a local college in your area, I know anybody from anywhere can be listening right now. So a local school or college program that might be offering a marketing program, and I can even speak to experience that those students in that marketing program are going to be looking to gain experience with real companies and real businesses, whether it be for their internship or just to be able to put it on their resume. And you'd be surprised how many people would be willing to actually come on board with you and help for very little, if any, compensation just to gain that experience.
Oh, wow.
And with an internship even and help you sort of take off. And I'm going to touch later in a big focus for us this year and for really the world going into the new year is the social online media and that younger generation of students who are going to school for marketing right now. They could, you know, catapult your business to success via Facebook probably in their sleep. So it's something that, you know, they're constantly texting and tweeting and everything else. So I would definitely suggest that if it's not a strong point for you or it's not something you're passionate about, find someone locally who is and team up with them and see what you guys can do together and maybe even trade off some services. A lot of those college students are, you know, engaged or going to get married, maybe you can do a little trade-off there and, you know, I'll print your wedding invitations if you help me do this or something like that, I think would be very, very plausible and very doable for someone who's running this show by themselves and maybe don't quite know where to go as far as the marketing aspect of things go. I would definitely look into that and just go to the college and, you know, maybe ask to speak with one of the marketing or entrepreneurship directors and see what you can do from there and drop off some business cards and see what happens. You could even have like an open door, you know, of rotating internships and maybe you just have a new student working with you every 6 months. I know a lot of photographers who do that. And a lot of even radio stations do that because people want to gain that experience. So that would be my suggestion.
Wow. So that's an eye-opener, and that makes perfect sense. I know a lot of times when we're thinking about interns, we're thinking about people to help us with the actual wedding day and the planning process. But if we're strong at the wedding planning, and which most of us are, it makes sense to get someone who's just as passionate as you are about weddings as, you know, about social media. So those two go hand in hand. I like that. So go to your local college and just ask. Just put it out there. Okay.
Yep, just ask. Or a lot of them even have, you know, career fair days and things like that. And you are a professional business. You are an entity that could most certainly write a review or add to a person's internship experience. And you would more than likely be able to fill out any paperwork that would be involved for that to meet the requirements that the college would need as a business owner. So the student would get credit for it. So everybody would be happy.
Wow, that's fantastic. I like that a lot. So I like that a lot. And I think I'm going to have to utilize that. I mean, it's sort of been in the back of my mind, but I think maybe some of us, we think, well, you know, I'm not a big Fortune 500 company. Can I really get an intern? And you're saying that's not the case at all. You're a legitimate business with marketing needs and they can help you. Okay, great. So I like that. That's fantastic. So getting someone on board to help you with marketing, especially with social media, at the local schools. Okay, what else? What other suggestions do you have?
Well, I wanted to talk. I mean, obviously, I'm really glad that this is our topic tonight, awesome marketing ideas for wedding invitations and other aspects of your business, because this is something that I actually really feel passionate about. Obviously, I went to school for it, and I could talk about it all day. So I so love this idea. And so if anybody has any questions, definitely shout out in the chat room or let Debbie know, and I'd love to at least give you some ideas, or you can bounce ideas off me. I'd love to share my knowledge with you all there. But to start, now that we've discussed how to kind of, you know, get some marketing help at no charge, I really wanted to touch on the fact that, first and foremost, it is true. It does go back to a few pennies. It does cost money to make money, and you have to be willing to spend. Now, how much you want to spend is totally up to you, because you can spend very little and still get a very large impact. Or if you decide to make your marketing budget where you're going to, you know, spend most of your budget this year, that would be great as well. But don't let anybody fool you. Money must be spent to make money. Everyone has heard of that term, you know, fake it until you make it. But in my opinion, that can only get you so far when it comes to the business. So Considering a budget and sticking to it, whether it's a dollar a day, which I've heard people are literally on a dollar a day budget for their marketing plans, or $100 a month, etc. Find out within your overall business budget what you can spend, and make sure marketing gets a piece of the pie for sure. It's definitely something that you have to make a conscious effort to set aside a certain dollar amount that you're comfortable with, and maybe even stretching. It's kind of like a savings account. We don't feel like we have to put any money there, but it really is important. So there's numerous options available, including some complementary ways in which to market your business, and we'll get into some of those, obviously. But find out what works best for you and your budget, and dig in and work hard to make it happen. So especially with the new year coming, this is a really great time to sit down and look over finances, look over your budget, come up with a monetary value before you decide what you're even going to do with it, before you decide, oh, I'm going to make a huge banner and fly the plane over the city, or, you know, whatever your idea might be, and it might seem so far-fetched that you don't feel like you could afford it, so you don't even want to look into it. But sit down first, find out what that amount is, and then go from there. Then that's when you want to put that hard work into making it happen, or putting your intern to work and make them make it happen. But make it your personal mission. And when you're speaking with the spending too, make it your personal mission this year to bring on board the best possible people that you can. So whether it be an intern, whether it be a family member, whether it be just asking more of yourself, even though you might have another full-time job or you're just doing this on the side, make sure you're bringing your best forward, which is going to make a huge difference. And I love going back. I have a printout of this on my desk even, to what Oprah once said, and it was, surround yourself with only the people who are going to lift you higher, who are going to make your life better. And that is the same goes for business. So you want to surround yourself with only the people who are going to lift you higher, people who are willing to support you and your business, and spend your money wisely, obviously. Hire wisely, and if it's just you, be wise with your spending, be wise with your profits, and be wise with that marketing budget. To sit down and do some research online, I would say, you know, take maybe a Saturday afternoon and say, okay, I'm going to do my budget today. And sit down, do your research online, find out perhaps what you're interested in doing, and saying, okay, I can set aside X amount of dollars to make sure that happens, and I'm going to focus on that. Maybe you'll do one thing at a time. Maybe you'll try something, spend a few dollars on one idea and see if it works, and then continue on with it, or decide whether you're going to drop it. Hiring the best, spending the best, paying the best, and expecting the best in return is what I ask everybody to do. So don't throw money blindly into the winds like I feel a lot of us do, especially like when it comes to things like retirement and marketing. I feel like we think, you know, sometimes just throwing money out there, oh, you know, it's expensive, it must be good. That's not always the case either. So
right.
expect the very best in return. So if you're giving someone a piece of your marketing, your marketing budget pie, you want to make sure that you're getting the best back.
But so how do you know that, Sydney? What guidelines can you provide? I mean, how do we know? I don't think any of us, when we make a decision, we're thinking, okay, I'm going to spend this money, although I'm probably wasting my money. I think we all spend money with the best intention. So how do we know for sure? You mentioned a good point, because the ones that the ideas that, or the avenue that costs the most money isn't always the best. So, you know, sometimes I hear, well, should I put an ad in the Knot, or should I use my funds towards getting my paid results in Google? How do we know? How do we know?
It's actually as simple as, how many times have you heard mention this ad when you come in the store, or use this code at checkout, or please mention, you know, XYZ. People are able to keep track of where their spending is going, where their return on investment is actually returning an investment, where their investment is actually working. So,
Saying that we should measure? Is that basically what you're saying? We should be measuring?
Yeah, I definitely think you should measure, and there's so many different ways to measure. And that, you know, can seem a little bit like a little bit of work, and seems like a lot, but it's actually really simple. I mean, it's as simple as, you know, handing out coupons at a bridal fair and then seeing how many of those coupons actually come back.
Okay.
Something as simple as that, you can start to say, okay, so it only cost me $10 to print all those coupons, and I handed out coupons to 500 brides, and I saw, you know, 100 of those coupons come back. That's pretty good for $10. So you can start to see what's working, what's not. Now, say you spend $30 on printing the coupons and you only got 2 coupons back. You might not want to do that anymore. So I would definitely keep track of your spending, and then keep track of what you see come back. And don't be afraid to ask people, how did you hear of me? Where did you hear from me? What brought you to my site today? What brought you to me? Why did you call me? You know, if it was a friend, word of mouth, I have to bring that up too, because that's absolutely priceless right now.
Word of mouth, huh?
Word of mouth, yes. So, and that's something, obviously, that's a little bit harder to measure, but don't be afraid to ask, because people are finding you somehow, and you want to know, and you want to be able to continue on that route if everybody you're talking to is saying, oh, I heard about you on your blog. You might want to spend a little more attention and time and caress your blog, obviously, and go that route. So definitely measure if you're able to. Put your intern in charge of measuring that, and keep track of it so that you know what's working and what's not, and focus on creating not only your dream marketing plan for the next year, but creating the winning environment for yourself. And it's going to foster a culture for your customers and your clients. Everyone's going to be willing to invest in you. And obviously it'll motivate you once you start seeing some of those results come in. So
yeah, definitely. Right. When you start seeing the results. So I think it's important to that. Asking how somebody heard about you is just paramount. You've got to ask that question instead of, because I think a lot of times we guess. We think we know, so we we just kind of guess all the time, and it's not really about guessing. We can be a little more accurate, or a lot more accurate, if we just ask that very simple question. Can you imagine?
Very simple question. It's no different than, you know, you walk into a store and they're like, oh, what brings you in today?
Yeah.
You know, maybe not necessarily where'd you come from, but what we're doing today, what are you looking for? I'm here to help you. So that's a great way to start the conversation, you know, and it would be a great way to, maybe their friend Susie told, you know, my friend Susie used your services and she told me that I just had to work with you. And then you can, oh, yeah, Susie, I remember her. And you're starting that relationship right off the bat. So it's definitely not a bad thing. Don't be afraid. It doesn't hurt to ask. It's actually going to just lead to really good things.
Okay. I like that. Okay, great point. Okay.
And don't be afraid to cut the cord or fire or stop what isn't working. What's not performing for you, it's okay. You tried it. Move on. Because obviously not everything will work. What does you want to stick with and what doesn't. If you're like, gosh, you know, I never heard of anybody mentioning that one ad that I put out, and I don't think I'm seeing anything from that. So maybe you won't run it again.
I think
that in mind too.
I'm guilty of not always doing that because sometimes I feel, well, I've invested money. Dosh gone it, this is going to work. But the truth is, if it doesn't, you're saying it's okay to say, all right, I tried it. I'm going to move on. So I think sometimes we have trouble cutting the cord. So
I think we see that a lot. And then, you know, even if you think it's just a small amount, or you know, it expires in 6 months anyway, or something like that, that it's dollars that you could be using.
That's a great point.
Put it in the pot that is working. So.
That's a good point. So even though, you know, it has an expiration date of sorts, that doesn't mean that you got to keep going, you know. Okay. All right, wonderful. Okay, yeah, so what other specifics can you share with us with regard to our wedding invitation business?
Yeah, keeping in mind that you know, you have to spend the money to make money, that doesn't mean everything costs money. So that's what I also wanted to bring up, that it comes at a cost, yes, but it might not necessarily be monetary. And there's more options available now today than I think there probably ever was before that can actually help you capture and capture those customers and catapult your business to success without necessarily spending a monetary amount per se. So that's something that I want everybody to wrap their mind around that too. That 2013 is being projected, and I do a lot of reading, just even for fun, business marketing magazines and things like that. That 2013 is actually going to be, quote unquote, the year of social merchandising.
Social merchandising.
Social merchandising. So I'm kind of coming back into the word of mouth thing again. In regards to the year of social merchandising, I want to outline three things that I think every wedding invitation business really must sign up for. And if you're not yet, I would say do this as soon as you're possibly able to. And that's signing up for Google. That's signing up for Facebook and signing up for Pinterest. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'm already on there.
Okay.
But you'd be surprised, Debbie, that they're personally on there, but their business isn't on there. Or they're sharing one and the same. So their personal Facebook page is also their business Facebook
page.
And it really should be separate. It should have its own entity. It should have its own images. It should have its own contact information, its own address, everything all on its own. And I really want to start with Google because that is, if I could say one thing, I'd say make sure you're on Google.
Now, when you say make sure you're on Google, what exactly do you mean by that?
So Google, as hopefully a lot of people know, is a search engine. So when people go to look for something or search for something, it's like an online dictionary. They can go there, type it in, something will come up, wedding invitations, boom, hundreds of thousands of results are going to be at the fingertips of the person looking for those wedding invitations. Google even says those customers you're looking for, that you are looking for, are actually looking for you, and they're on Google. So if you're not on Google, you're really missing out. You think of marketing as, okay, we're trying to reach out to the clients, but a lot of times, especially when it comes to something like wedding invitations, it's a consumer-driven item. I mean, you can't just say, oh, I have a really good deal on wedding invitations. Do you want some? No, I'm not getting married. You know, I'm not getting
right.
married. I don't know anybody who's getting married. So it's really them looking for you. So you want to make sure you're there. You want to make sure you're available. So and what I know as far as Google, it's so interesting, and I'm excited to share with everyone listening that recently, there was a study done by Nielsen, the people that do the TV rating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Nielsen? Okay.
Yeah.
So they did nearly 30,000 individual internet users from 56 countries, so all around the world, essentially. 92% of the consumers around the world say that they trust earned media, such as recommendations from friends and family, above all other advertising. So, this makes social marketing, the social merchandising that I mentioned, all the more important. The things like the blogging, the tweeting, the updates, etc., they've become platforms for businesses to earn the trust of their clients because other people are talking positively about them, and that goes back to the word of mouth and sharing online. So being on Google actually brings all of those to the forefront for your clients. So when they type in wedding invitations, you can be one of the top results. And you don't even, crazy enough, you don't even have to have a website to be listed as part of that. There's even a Google Places.
That's right, yeah.
Where you can sign up and make sure that your physical location is listed and show up that way too. So it's paramount that you take the time to at least investigate and see what Google can do for you and how it can help your wedding invitation business or your business, your wedding planning business. I think it can make a big difference, especially among like the tight-knit group of consumers, such as the brides-to-be.
Right.
It seems like if one bride loves an invitation and say they post it or pin it and they tweet about it and they share it with her world, her online world, other brides within that circle do the same thing, and then the other brides do the same thing in their circle, mm-hmm. and it becomes shared, ends up, you know, being seen by thousands of people just from that one bride. So that all goes back to the power of the online social mediums. So 2013 is definitely the year of the social merchandising, and I feel that very strongly. I think that if you're going back to the budget, if you're going to spend any money that perhaps you didn't spend this year, if you want to try, I would spend a few dollars in the Google direction.
Okay.
Or your search engine of your choice. I strongly recommend Google, but there obviously is Bing, there's Yahoo, there's MSN, there's all sorts of them out there.
Well, let's keep it real. Google is the 900-pound gorilla, so
right.
Whatever, if Google can find you, the others will follow without you having to make any effort on their part. So
exactly.
I'm saying that now, November 2012, November 2013, God willing, I'm still here. That may be a different scenario, but right now it's Google. So once Google
right.
can find you, once you're in good standing with Google, it's safe to say, I think, that the others will pick up on it
yeah.
too. Right. So, Google is definitely a big deal. I mean, it's a verb now, isn't it? It's, you know, it's not,
it really
do you search?
Yeah,
did you Google this? And that's what I do. And I said before, I don't think today I did something and Bing came up and my face was all, it was like, what is this? Bing? No. You know, my ignorance is shining, but yeah, it is what it is. So it doesn't make sense to fight that. Now you said you can get get a listing, as it were, on Google for free, but I know a lot of us are operating from home. Is that an issue?
It can be. I know of one, as an example, a photographer who's local, and you have to input a physical address because you're not able to go live, per se, on the Google Places without them physically verifying their address. Something is actually physically mailed to you.
Right.
So if you don't want your physical address out there, if for whatever reason you don't want to promote it, you don't want anybody to know it, you don't tell anybody about it, you don't want them to even know that you're working out of your home, then I would, you know, say don't do that. A suggestion would be teaming up with someone who actually does have a storefront, like a bakery or someone who, a coffee shop even, or something who you can almost even share that with. If you even have a relative or something, I'm kind of reaching, I guess, a little bit here, but if there is a physical location that you can and feel comfortable promoting and having out there for the general public to know about. It's so huge. It would help you so much to be on there because you actually come up prior. Your company would come up as a search result prior to someone hundreds of thousands of miles away, even though they're exactly what, you know, the
okay.
customer might be looking
because
for.
It,
you know, if I type in bagels or wedding invitations, and I'm here in Minnesota, I feel sometimes, you know, okay, what good is a bagel shop in Florida going to do?
That's right.
Any good. So being on the Google Places helps you become among the top in the results for someone who's looking to shop locally.
Now, and I thought, but Sydney, sorry to interrupt. I thought, and my understanding was with Google Places is that although Google needs to verify your address, you have the option of still being listed without that address. Is that not the case anymore? Because my understanding was that you could be listed and without having your street address still come up in the results under Google Places, but not have the address. I was almost certain of that.
That could very well be, and it's been actually a little bit of time since I personally have been on there, and I don't have a business of my own, so I have not signed up for it.
Okay.
And I would assume that in today's day and age, and being Google what it is, that they would definitely conform and make that available. So don't be afraid to go on there and try it and look and see if that is an option. All the better.
You
don't want to list your address.
Yeah, exactly. My understanding was that they just need to verify that you're legitimate so that either you have the option of providing a telephone number, which is almost instant. You put the number in and they call almost instantly.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the address or postcard if they cannot verify the telephone. But I thought, and I could be wrong, that you could actually still be listed but with your home address not there. I don't know if that hurts you, but I thought so. And I'll double check on that with regard to Google Places. And of course Google goes hand in hand with mobile too, so you know, if someone's on Google, a lot of times they're not looking from their desktop at home, so you have to make sure that whatever it links to is something that's optimized too for mobile view. I kind of just threw that out there, sort of threw things off, so I didn't mean to do that, but
it's
important, yeah, because a lot of us are on our phones and on our tablets, or you know, so we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared for that. So Google is very important. You mentioned also Facebook, and I say it like that because everyone knows I'm not a Facebook fan. I mean, I know it's wonderful for business. I know that, but I don't want anything personal. I don't want any of my personal life anywhere close to Facebook. So why don't you share how Facebook can help a wedding invitation business or a wedding business in general?
Yeah, it might be good for you then because you don't have to put anything, you don't have to upload a picture of yourself.
Yeah, right.
Personal information. You could, you know, put a picture of your favorite wedding invitation or your number one selling accessory up there instead, or your new wedding book album that you want everybody to stop by and look at, or even your phone number or call for an appointment. Facebook is, whether you like it or not, Facebook is something that everyone knows, or
yeah,
everyone's at least heard of. I think of my dad even. He's not on it, but he wants to be on it so bad. He's going to buy a laptop just so that he can be on Facebook.
Which is
so funny, but he wants to look at everyone's pictures.
Yeah.
So everyone, you know, of all ages is on there. And it's probably harder now to find someone who's not on Facebook than it is
for
to
sure.
find someone, you know, who is. So it's really something on a personal level, you know, people are on there, but businesses are too. And that goes back to, you know, what I was saying before, the Facebook, you might have one for your personal use, but you really have to have one for your business as well. With this, I don't even want to call it new social merchandising or new, you know, online social media, because it's obviously Facebook's been around for a while, but
yeah.
now businesses are really digging into it, though. I'd say
definitely.
It's really expanded, and it's something that your business can create its own identity, and it deserves to have its own page. And boasting pictures and information regarding what you do, what you offer, what makes you tick, you know, what your business is all about. And businesses on Facebook are making a connection with their clients, and that's super, super important.
Definitely.
You're having a conversation with the clients. They're able to ask questions. It's interactive, and the visual content of Facebook drives your audience and helps them to participate, and it really amplifies everything that you'd really like to do in person, but it seems like it's getting, you know, more difficult to do. And those of us who are doing this maybe part-time, this is going to open up your business for the person who's maybe doing a little research on you while they're on their lunch break.
Yeah.
If they want to do business with you. So,
And you mentioned earlier, Sydney, that it needs to be separate than personal. So in order to create, you're talking about, I assume, creating a Facebook page, which you have to have a profile to get started. A profile is who you are as an individual on Facebook.
Right.
You can have, you know, one business page, 20 as many business pages as you want, but your profile has to be in place in order for that page to be created.
Right.
But you said it's very important, right, to separate the two, business and personal. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And if a few cross over, I mean, obviously you might have family and friends who are fans of your business or use your services, so you can certainly invite them to come over and you know, check out your page. But you don't necessarily want to share maybe pictures of your dog or you know, what you did this weekend with your brides you know, you want to keep certain things separate, and I think that's important. And using Facebook can help to shape your social marketing and kind of create that experience for your clients to become a fan of your business and your work, separate from you personally.
As an individual,
Right, and Facebook allows you to have that conversation, like I said, with past, present, and future clients, and then other people can read that, which is amazing. It's like, oh, look, you know, look how nice Debbie is to this side. I want that service too.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
You could explore different applications. We're seeing, you know, Facebook people are doing contests and the sweepstakes and things like that are designed to not only attract new fans but activate existing ones. So it might even be someone who's already ordered their wedding invitations from you. And you're saying, okay, tell me in, you know, 50 words or less why da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, we'll hook you up with a $20 gift card towards some personal stationery or something like that. And then just that little line, I didn't know they had stationery.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable where it could take you. Just that one simple contest. Come here and join this contest. I know you were looking for something like this stationery. You could possibly win it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great brand awareness. It makes sense. And it's, again, that social aspect. So Google, important. Facebook, and I know this. I do understand. I believe. I really do get it with regard to business, but I'm not going to lie, you know, the personal thing. So tell us about Pinterest and how we can use that. Because Pinterest, I finally created, you know, I got the invitation and created my name and haven't done a darn thing with it. So tell us how we can. Pinterest makes sense because it's all visual. And so what do you suggest with Pinterest for marketing?
What I like is, even we were talking about the name earlier today, me and my coworker, Pinterest. You pin things that you're interested in. So catchy. And I'll warn everyone, if you're not familiar with Pinterest, it can be addicting. So just be careful there. If you don't know what Pinterest is, it's a board, for example, that you can pin things that you're interested in. So it's absolutely amazing. And like I said, it's addicting. And men and women use it. Right now, it's actually used a lot for planning future events, such as weddings, actually, I think is one of the number one reasons it's used.
Yeah.
Brides love to use it to create idea boards for like their dream wedding. So they might pick out, I love these shoes, and they have a board that has 50 different shoes on it that they love for their wedding day. Same with wedding invitations. They can use their Pinterest to kind of keep track of things that they like.
Yeah.
So you as a business, and you would actually, going stepping back to Facebook, you could use that account to create your Pinterest account if you don't have one yet. And if you do, do what you can to make one separate for your business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You might have your personal one. People that are coming to order their wedding invitations from you don't need to know what ideas you have for your bathroom remodel.
Says who?
and create one for your business.
Yeah.
Create that account or have someone who's already on Pinterest, you know, send you an invitation if you have to do it that way too. If you're already on there for personal reasons, again, just create one for the business and treat it like it's a beautifully lit storefront window, in my opinion.
I like that.
Picture this. Yeah, beautifully lit storefront window on Main Street, and thousands of people are walking by to look at your goodies and what you have to offer.
I like that.
Yeah, you can go, whether it be Carlson Craft or any other company that you represent or even services, finding a picture that captures that service, and you can pin wedding invitations, ensembles, accessories, et cetera, pictures and images that might spark interest in what you do and what you have to offer, because it can be viewed and pinned and repinned by customers and potential customers, which I think is really exciting. If a bride likes something that you've got on your Pinterest page and she puts it on hers and her friends put it on theirs.
Can you imagine? Yeah. It just sets you up as the creative individual that a lot of us are. So it just makes perfect sense once you get the visual. As we mentioned in our last time we were on, Sydney, it's not just about selling invitations. It's just about, it's almost like we're designers of sorts, although we're not actually designing the specifics of each, you know, the stationary suite,
you're helping to create that experience.
Exactly. So Pinterest goes hand in hand. Yeah. It's almost like Pinterest, like you said, was designed for the wedding industry. It really was. It seems that way. It really does. So you've got it. Your finger on the pulse with Google, with Facebook, with Pinterest, and just marketing in general. So tell us how Carlson Craft can be a fit with us as individuals as we try to move forward, because the goal is to get off of the ground for 2013 and steam ahead. So what can you share with us? How can you help us?
Yeah, well, we can definitely help. I mean, I personally can help, and everyone here at Carlson Craft, we have a culture. I mean, our culture here is to always help and do what we can, and we feel there's always a better way. So we love to rack our brains for you and help you come up with ideas to satisfy your clients.
Wonderful.
Yeah, those needs. So as a Carlson Craft channel partner, if you're offering the Carlson Craft line of wedding invitations and other personal, you know, stationery and accessories that we have, or whether you have maybe our online solution even with our website program, or whether you have the actual books, the albums, we offer a wide variety of amazing marketing ideas and information for you that you can use with your wedding invitation business. And you can take it on to every aspect of your business, really. And becoming a partner with us, if you're not one already, it actually gives you access to information that we typically only would share with our partners, because we're here to help you be a success and be a leader in the industry. We even mentioned that on the last show, that we don't just throw you out there and wish you, you know, good luck on your wedding invitation business. We're here to help you.
Here's your album. Go ahead. Let me know when you're ready to place an order. No.
<That's> Call me. No. We're here, and we have a department set up, sales development department, and we are here to help you be successful. So we have lots of ideas. Actually highlighted a lot of them that we'll might run out of time here to mention, but one of the most important ones I wanted to mention before we go is the follow-up with your customers. Once you do get them and you do get that wedding invitation order, how so important it is to send that thank you and to just follow up with them, whether it be a phone call or whatever you're comfortable with, because it builds such loyalty, and it really creates a lifetime repeat customer. And don't be afraid to ask them to refer a friend. It's free. And be personal and be personable. And even in the where we're headed for this next year with the online social media, what you do and the service you offer is the icing on the cake. And yes. That's mm-hmm. what it all goes back to. So.
And that's very important, Sydney, because, I mean, I can say anyone, but it's not hard right. to sign up to be someone who sells wedding invitations. So going the extra mile, sending the thank you note, developing that relationship will help you stand out in your client's mind. You know, a lot of us think that it all comes down to price. And as we know, that it's not just about price. We buy from people we like, people who we trust. So my wedding hopefully is a once-in-a-lifetime event. I won't need wedding invitations, but I'm sure there are others who are getting married. I'm sure there will be other milestone events where I'll need invitations. And even if it is, we are surrounded by DIY folks, there's still so much room for us as wedding invitation specialists and just wedding professionals in general to really develop that relationship. So I like what you're saying. And Carlson Craft, really, Sydney, is the same company we just talked about. The big company that we can learn from. Remember I said we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So Carlson Craft is saying we figured out a lot of this stuff. Once you come on board, we're happy to share all of that information. And I mean, all you have to do is go out there and take those ideas and put them into practice. I mean, what could be better? And that's a good investment. It's not one of those situations where you're thinking, am I spending good money or bad money? Because you're saying that your company can tell us what works and what maybe may not be so ideal for your situation. So I think that's priceless.
Exactly. And maybe a good option for you might be to not spend a penny at all and to start a relationship with us. We have an online option that's absolutely free. So I'm sure, Debbie, you can post some information, too, if you want to share how they can get in contact with us if they're so inclined to check us out and learn more about us. But that's exactly it. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've already created it. It's tried and true. And if you have the talents to put it into play and take it out there and share it with your brides and your clients, we'll help you be successful with it.
Well, yeah. And the key is you've got to go out and implement what you're hearing. A lot of times we absorb information and we say, yeah, that's a great idea. And then we kind of just do nothing. And then before you know it, it's a situation like it is today. We're in November heading into December and the year's almost over. And you're like, what happened? What did I do in this past year? So, you know, it's not like completely jumping off the ledge because Carlson Craft has been around for quite a while. So you do well, they do well. So it's in their best interest to help. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, which is Thursday here in the U.S., and as we all know, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving when everybody goes crazy and wants a great deal, Sydney has not disappointed, and she has a great deal. Do you not, Sydney?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us
we
what...
We do. We have a special offer, and we just want to put it out there, and certainly call if you want some more information. We don't want you to buy the shoe just because it's on sale. We want the shoe to fit.
Are you listening, Mom? That's my mom. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
We want the shoe to fit. We want it to be comfortable. So we'd love to talk to you, find out what you need, find out what's going to best suit you, and get you hooked up with that. But we do have an offer that I wanted to extend to any new dealers that would be a new partnership to Carlson Craft. If you invest in what we call the Blue Album, the Blue Wedding Album, which is actually one of our most popular, you get a Save the Date album for half price.
Wonderful.
And everyone knows the Save the Dates are outrageous right now. I think it's something like 80% of bride and grooms now send Save the Date cards or little notes. So that's a great bonus if you're so interested. And if you're already a partner of ours, if you already are an existing Carlson Craft dealer, we don't want to leave anybody out. You get to choose an album for half price, which is such a treat. And you can take the other half and go shopping on Friday or what have you. But does have a few exclusions. But, you know, you can call in and talk to us about that. And the number... First off, Creek Hills, I'll just do the shout-out here, and then Debbie can post it. But it's 1-800-580-1707, so 800-580-1707. And like we talked about in the beginning of keeping track of things, mentioned mention you heard Sydney and Debbie on the radio, Confetti Radio, and we'll make sure that you're, of course, well taken care of.
Oh, thank you. But of course, I know.
Of course.
We wouldn't expect anything less. And you know, as Sydney said, Carlson Craft wants to make sure that it's the right fit. So it's not, you know, call us, get your album. It's not about that.
Exactly.
It's really trying to see if there is a fit. I mean, it doesn't make sense to sign up for something if it's not the right time for you. And it's funny how times can change. You know, it may not have been the right time in September. It might be the right time now. It may not be the right time now. It may be the right time a few months or a few weeks, or, you know, so that there's nothing high pressure at all.
There's no time limits on this, and we have different starter packages available depending on really what you need. If you know, you might not ever be meeting with your brides face to face. Maybe all your business is online, so we'll go that route, or we'll do what's best for you. We want to make sure that you really get what fits into your market. We don't want to send you, you know, and a wedding album that's full of vintage things if everybody in your area is into the modern.
Right? Good point.
We want to make sure, yeah. So we'll definitely take care of you and ask you lots of questions, and you can ask us lots of questions, and we'll go from there.
That makes perfect sense. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. For those, if you're listening and you're a Wedding Business Guide members, you know we're going through the Wedding Day Management course. I mentioned this in class one as an overview, that wedding invitations, bridal accessories are a great upsell when you're dealing with working with brides. Now, granted, invitations are usually ordered before you come on board as a day of wedding manager, but I will tell you this, as Sydney mentioned, save the dates are huge. Years ago, save the dates were just for destination weddings or if you were getting married on a really busy weekend or something like that,
right,
to give people enough time. That's not it. People just want to get a save the date anyway, you know, whether they're getting married, you know, five or six weeks. Yeah, so they want to save the date. And the save the date gives them a chance to be very creative. So think about it. If someone's coming to you for save the date, then you're catching them at the beginning of the planning process. So they're getting a chance to know you, getting a chance to see what it is you have to offer, so that when they do need your services, you're already there. It's not like you're having to start that relationship down the line. It's already happening. So save the date is a really great entree into putting out your other services and products out there as a wedding professional.
Absolutely.
And even if you're not a planner, because I know normally we direct planners, but wedding professionals in a lot of different industries can do wedding invitations. It makes perfect sense.
Yes. In my opinion, it's a perfect combination, and you're a professional who deals with weddings all the time, and it's really a trusted advisor for someone to go to when they're ready to order those printed products.
Yeah.
And even the day of services, remind your brides, because I'm sure they're maybe calling on you at least a few weeks in advance,
mm-hmm,
to say, okay, I need you on my wedding day. There's so many items that are actually not used until the day of. It's ridiculous. The garter.
The ring pillow.
The ring bearer pillow.
Yeah. Yes,
the flower girl, you know, basket, the guest book, the toasting flutes, the wedding programs, the napkins.
There you go.
There's so much. Even if you're catching them at the end and, oh, they've already ordered their invitations, they don't need anything from me. Think again.
That's a good. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's
yes.
An excellent point. That's an excellent point. So, as you know, with Constant Craft, the wedding invitations as the primary what we're referring to. But as Sydney just mentioned, that I completely forgot, the bridal accessories are a major part of that too. And as a deal, as a partner, you will have access to provide those items too. So. Makes perfect sense. And as Sydney says, it doesn't expire. So, you know, regardless of when you're listening to this, please, you know, check out Carlson Craft. So the number again is, and I've posted it in the chat, which is unbelievably quiet today, is 1-800-580-1707. But I will also post it on the show notes for today's show, which will be at confettiradio.com/328. Sydney, what is the URL? What is what URL should they go to? What domain online? Because I know if some folks are not able to use the 800 number, is it?
Sure.
Where should we go?
The easiest one to go to is carlsoncraft.com.
Okay.
And from there, you can click on several different things. You can learn more about us, obviously, but you can certainly contact us if you're interested in becoming a dealer. There's a link that says become a dealer, and that will actually take you exactly where you need to go and give you some information on our Soft Creek Hills area, which actually handles all of our album placement and can also tell you about the online opportunity as well.
Okay, wonderful.
So carlsoncraft.com,
Carlson,
and then become a dealer. And if you're already a dealer, you know more than likely how to contact us if you're interested in taking advantage of that half-price album as well.
That's great. And I think I forgot to mention that during the last time you were here, Sydney. We were I was so overjoyed, and we could have some such great ideas for our new dealers that we failed to mention that the special offer was extended to existing dealers. So if you are, please reach out to Carlson Craft. Just let them know you heard the wonderful Sydney on Confetti. Okay. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up. Here in the U.S., it's Thanksgiving day after tomorrow, so I think that's playing a big part on how quiet everything is, unless I've done something drastically wrong,
I'll notice it after. At the grocery store or baking, perhaps.
That's
what I get to go do now. So.
Except me. I refuse to cook on Thanksgiving, and our cupboards will be bare. But, yeah, so I want to thank you for listening to the show, and Sydney, I want to thank you so much for leading the way tonight. Very, very helpful information, as always. I didn't expect anything less. So please remember to post your comments and your questions on the episode page, confettiradio.com/328. I'll give you the phone number again for Carlson Craft. It's 1-800-580-1707. And the URL, the domain you can go to, is carlsoncraft.com, and look for the link Become a Dealer. And if you are an existing dealer, please reach out to them anyway and let them know you heard about about them on Confetti. All right. All right. Thanks again, Sydney, and thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. My name is Debbie Quain. Please join me for our next live broadcast on Tuesday, November 28th. I want to wish you all the love and success in the world. Have a great evening. Take care. Thanks again, Sydney.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. That's right. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Yep. Ciao, everyone.